So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Shakir Hussein here and welcome to today's show. 5th of November. This is my 5th one of this month and I just came back from seeing the one and only genius of a marketer, of an investor, of a brand personality, Mr. James Altucher. Now, some of you will probably recognize him, some of you won't, but he's been doing his podcast, interviewing some of the world's leading athletes, celebrities, etc. I've been following him for over, I think about 8 years. And it was an absolute pleasure to go with my best friend. And we went, both of us went for a show that he had done. He was expecting about, 300, 400 people there maybe. And he just answered a ton of questions. So what I did is within the first few minutes, I realized how valuable and how powerful this stuff was just by just seeing him in person, kind of like seeing Gary Vaynerchuk. When you see Gary Vaynerchuk first time in real life, you're like, oh yeah, I know that guy. I've seen him everywhere. Well, James Altucher has really impacted my thinking and really my life when it comes to so many different things, from investing, from taking time out for myself. He has a great blog, jamesaltucher.com. I always make this joke, and to a certain extent it's kind of true, and I say the best blog that I read is James Altucher's website. However, if you get on there, you are going to say goodbye to your productivity, because you can spend hours and hours there consuming amazing amounts of content for free. And so what I started doing is I started taking notes, because I wanted to capture this information actually for mainly my wife my wife and a few close friends that couldn't make it. And so what I want to just, these are going to be completely random. They're going to range from talking about cryptocurrencies, they're going to talk about his personal health, well-being, whatever. And nothing I'm going to share with you from himself or myself is professional advice on any level. These are just opinions of ours. And even if I talk about investing, you know, all investing carries risk. So do your own due diligence of on anything that I'm going to recommend and talk about. So let's go. One of the first things he said was he's been writing for 3 years, sorry, for 7 years on jamesaltucher.com, and he's had over 3,000 articles. And it kind of, you know, I've got about 150 articles on Wealth Academy, maybe 200 articles on wealthacademy.com, and I'm like, I instantly said to myself, I gotta up my game when it comes to this. This is the importance and power of surrounding yourself with like-minded, positive individuals that can really raise your game, because that honestly raised the bar. I always, you know, the people close to me know I see myself as a writer more than a just an entrepreneur. You know, I see myself as a problem solver and a writer and someone that writes. I love writing. I spend at least 30 minutes to 2 hours a day, every single day writing. And I've been writing for many, many years. And so, you know, when I heard him say he's got 3,000 articles on his site, it really kind of pushed me. And then the biggest breakthrough came when he said, I realized my people like my writing, people like my ideas. And so now I wanted to monetize them. And that's why I partnered up with Agora Financial, who actually bought his company out. And now he does big product launches where they do all the marketing. They've essentially taken over his list and they send out articles on behalf of him. They send out promos on behalf of him, and he gets a nice big fat royalty check. So that's something that really opened up my mind in terms of how can I take my writing and then create massive leverage. So let me ask you this question. If you're doing an activity right now, how can you create mass leverage? Maybe you're doing consulting. Maybe you're in a 9-to-5. Maybe you're in a corporate job. Maybe you've started a business. Maybe you've experienced massive failure. Ask yourself, how can you take these points and then turn it around? And talking of turning it around, this guy, I thought I was, you know, going through challenges when I talk about how I've, you know, in one time, how I lost like 90% of my wealth, which is another story for another day. But this guy has done it not once, but twice. The first time he made $15 million. 1 year later, he was completely broke with $140-something in his bank account. And then the second time, he made $10 million again, and then he lost it all again. And the thing is, he said, third time, I didn't feel like I was going to win the lottery, so I started becoming very conservative, investing in the right things and investing the right amounts. And just that one reminder was very powerful, even to myself, because I've made some of the biggest mistakes in my life when it comes to investing, you know, the amazing cash flow that my digital businesses spit out and give out. And really, it could have been handled, it could have been rectified if I had understood this concept of positioning sizes. And really what that means is, just like in anything that you invest, just understand that one, all investing carries risks, different levels of risk, and second, only invest what you're comfortable to afford to lose. So, you know, right now, when I look at a business or look at a deal, and I'm looking at companies pretty much every single day, from software companies, businesses in my industry, in the crypto space, and I'm looking at some property stuff right now. But everything that I'm looking for and looking towards, I always keep this in mind. From my total portfolio, I'm just going to allocate a certain percentage amount. And so I wanted to pass that valuable lesson on to you about asset allocation and portfolio sizing. So another thing I wrote to myself, get a selfie and get his personal email, which I did. Next, I didn't invite him to do a podcast, but I will, to get on my show, on this show. So, yep, very soon it's probably going to be coming up. And I am actually going to be writing a blog post taking some of this stuff that I'm sharing with you here, and I'm going to be publishing it on my site, wealthacademy.com or shakirhussain.com. Either one of those, you'll probably hear about it soon. All right, let's get back to my notes. When in a bad place, when you face challenges and you're stuck and you feel stuck, and just like most people do, I certainly do, start shifting your focus into creating value. How can you create value for other people? And a really amazing thing that he talked about, which was really simple, to be very honest, but, you know, is sometimes the simple common sense things that ain't so common, that ain't so habitually disciplined into us. And he said he carries around these tiny 10 cent waiter pads. And with the waiter pads, what he does is he writes 10 ideas a day. And I remember I actually started doing that ages ago. I actually even bought his book where I would write down 10 ideas per day. Somewhere in the middle, I guess I stopped, but I made a commitment to myself literally starting today. Why? Because I don't want to wait. I don't want to waste time. I want to just get implementing and executing. Excuse the ambulance that's passing us here in London. So one of the things I'm going to get doing, literally starting as soon as I get home, is I'm going to be starting writing my 10 ideas a day down. And he says, you know, most of the time your ideas are going to be really, really bad. But just the fact that you can write 10 ideas a day will help you increase your creativity and your flow. And just by thinking about that, honestly, just by thinking about it, I was excited. And so I'm excited to get on with it. All right, write 10 ideas a day, even if they're all bad, which they will be. And this is going to help you get more creative. One book can change your life. Write that one book. He had a friend who was very, very hesitant to writing a book. And he said he had encouraged his friend to write this book. And the guy thought it was going to be a complete flop or no one's going to want to read it. He spent years crafting the book. He published it. Boom. Number two. And number one was Harry Potter. And the book was called Freakonomics. And I remember probably about 8-9 years ago, I bought that book, Freakonomics, and my younger brother was reading it. I mean, so one book can change your life. This was a big reminder to me I've got all these ideas for books. I published Backpack Millionaire. I'm in the middle of rewriting that one for version 2.0 because I got a ton of feedback and I want to just fix it up so it's a lot better. And then for 2019, at the time of recording this, I have no idea how, but I do know why I am going to publish 12 books. I've got about 2-3 of them. I've got the rough draft, but 2019, I am not waiting. I am going to get publishing as many books as I can, which is all going to lead into different areas of my business, different things that I've wanted to teach. And my goal is to just complete all 12 and get them all published, all 12 of them, in 2019. So a year from now, we'll see, November the 5th. All right, let's go next. Always steal ideas. Copy and steal. He talked about this, you know, whatever he sees is like most of his stuff is never original. It's just, he just steals them. He just steals them straight up. To reinvent, we're always reinventing ourselves whether we like it or not, but doing this consciously. And instead of doing what you're used to, go to school, go to university, go to college, get a degree, get a job, instead of that 9-to-5, and he said the economy is firing people that have 9-to-5. He said studies show that by the time someone is 40 years young, they are going to be, I think, in 8 or 12 different jobs. Okay, he talked about Bitcoin. He says he's a strong believer in Bitcoin. He's been investing in Bitcoin since 2013. And he's just a big proponent. He's recommended looking into a couple of his other coins. He also has a newsletter with a guy called Kamal Ravikant. Kamal Ravikant is a total badass. He's just one of those guys who you should follow. Everyone should follow because he's had massive success. And he's got some really good books as well. I can't remember the name of it. The Rebirth of Love. I can't remember. But I'll post a link in the show notes. So be sure to check out the podcast show notes. All right. Let's see what else. He gave me an idea of changing my daily email series into a newsletter and charging people for it, which is something that I plan to do next month, December. I'm going to launch my first paid newsletter. He got sold into Agora Financial. One thing that I saw from this guy, he didn't say, but it was an observation, is something that I've learned and I continuously do in my own life, and something one of my mentors, Ibn Pagan, talks about is learn to learn fast. Learn the different types of how to learn. Learn different ways of how to think about an opportunity, a problem. Just learn how to learn faster. A really good guy is a guy called Jim Quick. That's J-I-M and then K-W-I-C-K. He has a lot of good stuff. You can just watch his YouTube videos for free, or you can just buy his products. Idea sex. Mixing two great ideas. One add one equals not two. One add one can be infinity. One add one. If you take an idea from this industry and you match it up with another industry, he said he read a couple of hundred books on investing. And then he started trading using his own software, which he programmed. But then he started reaching out to hedge funds, which is a little bit different than just you sitting behind your computer and doing the work, right? And so he said, what happened was I started investing for all of these big hedge fund guys that owned hedge funds. So I was the guy doing the hedge funds work at a very high level. And none of that stuff would have happened if he didn't mix the one at one. So mix ideas. Sometimes you can have a great idea from a great industry and you can mix it up with something else. He also gave me the idea and the creative juices. My creative juices started flowing when I thought, how can I integrate what I'm doing with other industries? He came from the blogging world and he used to blog about finances. There's a million bloggers about finances. But how comes he goes and gets snapped up and he sells his company to the world's largest financial newsletter company? So something to think about when it comes to this. 10 ideas daily to increase creativity. He just interviewed Wyclef Jean. And that guy was talking about vacuum network, which is when you meet somebody, whether they say yes or no, still promote your products and services to them in an elegant way. So Wycliffe, apparently when he was a kid, he used to go door to door knocking. And when he did door to door knocking, even if people said no, he would still hand them one of his music CDs. And if you've seen now what he's done, is he's gone from the, you know, R&B hip hop, and he took that song, what was it called? It's called Bee Gees, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. And that was played a billion times. He did a remix of that tune with R&B and whatever, and it really just blew up his entire brand and his entire music career because of that. He said he paid to get on CNBC, which has worked really well in his favor, because that's one of the reasons why I built so much trust with him, because I seen him on TV, which also reminded me of upping my game when it came to driving traffic, presenting myself, doing PR. You know, I remember because I came out and I had met a guy called Nick Nanton, who's the guy that helped me get on Forbes. And I told my best friend that was one of the best things I ever did for my brand, because the amount of credibility that I got boosted from there, I had people buying my products and services. It was incredible. So, let's go through a couple more. All right. Hedge funds, become one and create one. So he had a hedge fund. He said he still manages people's money, but it's rare he takes on any new clients. Your brand is the ultimate choose-yourself currency, which is, you know, if you think about it, the reason why I go in a car today and, you know, my best friend drove my car, took me to Central London, is because this guy built a brand that became somewhat really effective and inspiring to me. He created a magnetic connection, kind of like what I do on one of my products called GuruFunnels.com, where I teach people how do you position yourself to attract the right clients and repel the wrong ones. And you've probably seen some of the ads, they're all over it. I was just on YouTube, I was seeing my own ads, which is always kind of cool. Give me a second, let me just pull up some more notes. Okay, he doesn't believe in big purchases. Always be frugal, save your money. Save it. Frugality is better than flashing it off. Always learn about money management. It's a skill for life. He also talked about how to learn micro skills. So it's like when you listen to someone who's very successful, instead of just asking them generic questions, ask them what kind of habits they develop. What do they do in the spare time? What do they do when they're down? How do they overcome obstacles and failure, and how do they manage their time? These are the small little micro skills that makes the big macro skills. Always stay in the game, no matter how hard things get. Stay in the game long enough and you'll win. This is very, very important. Sometimes when I tell clients, go and invest in one of my products, high end, or, you know, maybe it's $10,000 or $50,000 or whatever, or I tell them go and invest in someone else's products, and there's a little bit of resistance, I think to myself, you know, unfortunately, that client hasn't seen the bigger macro picture, which is if you invest today, over the next 1, 2, 3, 5 years, you have an asset, you have a brand, you have credibility, you have all of this that's building up. It's like the ultimate asset one can build. It's the ultimate asset by far, a trusted brand in any industry, in so that you become the authority to a group of people which you can form an intimate relationship with. Stay next to the smartest people in the room. Surround yourself with the best investors, hedge fund managers. If it's good enough for Warren Buffett, if it's good for him. So that's how he's got a book on investing called, I think, Portfolio Investing. You can just find him on Amazon. I'm talking really fast because I'm on 3% battery. Best investments he's made has been to be a great student and surrounding himself with great people all the time. He often refers to himself as a big idiot, and that he's a failure, but he surrounds himself with very smart people, and that's why. Never invest more than you can afford to lose. Angel investing is risky, but very good high reward. It saved his life in 2010 multiple times after he made all big money and losing it. He said he knows people, which I actually know a person, not personally, but I know it was him. They invested $25,000 into Uber, and that turned into $125 million. And James knows a lot of people that basically took advantage of that. So he does say, take advantage of opportunities when they come your way. We talked about, okay, he got divorced twice, which was very, very expensive. He lost everything twice, got divorced once. Multiple streams of income gives you focus, gives you confidence, gives you clarity and cash flow to invest in other things. Early, he was one of the earliest investors on Facebook. He invested in a company with Peter Thiel, who also was an investor with PayPal. They invested in a company called Buddy Media. It was a $4 million valuation. It got sold to Salesforce for $800 million. That also gave me the idea of how do I automate a lot of the day-to-day activities. When he looks at investing in a company, he looks at, is it healthy? Is it profitable? Is the CEO physically, emotionally healthy? Does the CEO have more energy than the competitors? Is the team emotionally healthy? People on the team have to be creative. Is the team aligned? You can always pivot your company if things don't go right. Goal is never to give up. Keep staying on track. Keep thinking the long-term game. Automate all services and try and turn it into a SaaS. Be spiritual. Have your team and yourself spiritually aligned. I have some other notes, including get lots of rest and downtime. It's not all about the hustle, hustle, hustle. Take some time out so you can think better. The average American checks his phone 2,200 times a day. I don't know how that's possible. And 4 hours. So don't take your phone out. That's something that I'm more committed to doing. He doesn't check social media until it's the last thing on his day. He recommends learning from Ryan Holiday, super smart guy. Self-publish your books. Don't go for publishing houses. There's too many. Not good at all. And can you be like James Altucher? He said, yes, you can. Which is, create your own voice and find that voice, share that voice. He practices a lot of stand-up comedy so that he can figure out what he feels like when no one's laughing or people are laughing or people are throwing at him, which is weird, but it's good. Work hard for money and work harder when it comes to knowing where to invest. Most important thing I got from him is practice, plan, and prepare. Practice, plan, and prepare. He prepares 10 hours for each podcast, and I hope you enjoyed this. Leave me a review if you enjoyed this. Subscribe, and I will see you tomorrow. My battery's at 2%. Hope you enjoyed this. Bye for now. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.